I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The 40,000 subscribers to Reason Magazine, that's a libertarian opinion journal, get an unusual cover on the June issue. Individual satellite photos of each subscriber's home, or at least of the address sites where they get the magazine. Also on the cover, a caption that reads, "They know where you are." The lead story is about how much information is public on all of us. I spoke with Reason's editor, Nick Gillespie.
Essentially what happened was, about a year ago, a supporter of Reason Foundation, the nonprofit that publishes the magazine, was talking to me at a cocktail party about a new type of printer, or a relatively new type of printer, that allows you to on-the-fly print individualized pages that you can use in catalogs and things like that. And he had said it's a really interesting technology, and that it had never really been applied to a large circulation commercial magazine. And he thought it would be interesting to do that, and I agreed with him. I mean, it sounded fascinating. And we kicked around a couple of ideas, and we were trying to come up with, well, what would be an image that you would want to repeat and individualize and customize? And came up with the cover concept of, you know, kind of shocking the reader by saying, you know, putting your name in big letters on the cover, and then having a picture of your house from above, a kind of surveillance photo.
Okay, that's how you did it. I mean, it took you a year. It was a lot of work. Why did you do it?
We are all worried about our privacy. We're particularly worried since 9/11, and we know that the government is surveilling people, sometimes rightly, sometimes wrongly, more. We know that more and more information has shifted to cyberspace. There are more databases out there, et cetera. And one of the things that we were particularly interested in is kind of looking at the benefits of all of this information, which often gets lost in discussions about privacy or about marketers, you know, spammers or direct mail people or something like that.
That's one of the things that's so interesting about this issue is your take on it is not that it's bad that anyone can get all this access to information about ourselves, but that there are huge benefits to it.
Having all of this information out there, having it circulate pretty freely with very little regulations or little controls on how third parties can use it or how your private information that you give to one company can be resold or recirculated, it ends up there are enormous benefits. The relatively free flow of information has made our lives much more prosperous, much richer, and it has made goods and services more easily customized to us and also cheaper at the same time.
But it's still creepy, don't you think? I mean,
it's definitely, there's a lot of ambivalence here. We think of privacy rights as some kind of concrete, you know, set of principles or precepts that are fixed, set in stone. And in fact, privacy is a very fluid kind of wiggly category that is constantly changing. And it's changing because of technology. It's changing because of political environment. It changes because of social mores. So we're constantly negotiating and renegotiating privacy, which is one of the reasons I think why we feel ambivalent about the free flow of information about us.
Do you feel that ambivalence? I mean, when you put this on the cover, do you feel that ambivalence?
Well, you know, on the generic version for newsstands, it's my house that's on the cover. So,
oh, it is.
Although I'm moving, so you know, I do feel ambivalent.
Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You'll find an extended version of this interview at our website, npr.org. It's worth hearing. You'll also see the cover that features an aerial view of NPR West.